the okay spellings. Number one is faculty. F-A-C-U-L-T-Y. Faculty.
F-A-C-U-L-T-Y. Faculty.
Means department, right?
它本来是讲你的能力啊，天赋、才能。
Subject like
subject.
Languages, history,
like history,
math,
sciences,
right?
明白，就是指在高等院校当中的系院系啊。比如说我是什么什么大学外国语学院，我们就是说 faculty of
我的大学系叫什么
？Foreign language studies.
哎呀，天哪！老师不要听啊！老师不要听。
Faculty of foreign language studies.
OK，
就是外语系啊，就是这个 faculty。好，那第一个词
，the next one is petrochemical. Petrochemical, P-E-T-R-O-C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. This is chemicals made with petrol.
Petrol 不就是汽油吗？是汽油啊。
就是。
那么这个 P-E-T-R-O, petrol 加在前面作为前缀，后面是 chemical 化学，是不是就是石油化学的
？That's right.
哎呦，好复杂啊！好复杂，好复杂啊！好复杂，好复杂。
Don't worry. Now number three, we've got fiber, which we've already had. F-I-B-R-E, fiber.
纤维。纤维、
right.
有的时候在一些这个digest biscuit 里面都会有 fiber.
Right, that's a different、kind of different meaning, but it means yes.
对吧？哈
，Generally yes.
也容易消化那些什么纤维饼啊。
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's very good.
很好。还有像在这个谷物里面也有，对吧？都有这个。
Yeah.
好
，textile.Textiles, T-E-X-T-I-L-E-S, textiles, this means materials.
织物
yes,
纺织物、textile, T-E-X-T-I-L-E-S, 这个词啊大家要注意它的发音哈，是 texture 是 tile, 但是不读 tile, 读 style, textile,、因为它后面有爆破在后面 ,T 变那个 ,T 音变成 T 变成 T, 就是 textile,
textile,
下面最后一个。
Components, C-O-M-P-O-N-E-N-T-S, components,
组合
parts,
什么样的东西呢？几部分，是 components, 是 components and components, 所有的人组合在一起啊。好，就是单词是 faculty, petrochemical, fiber, textiles, components.
Okay, we've just got one little idiom really, because the others are so difficult. Derived from,
this
just means.Came from, derived from.
其实 derive 这个词，如果大家词汇量在五天以上呢，还是应该见过。D-E-R-I-V-E-D, derived from, 从什么什么地方得来的
，exactly,
延伸的
，right, just where it comes from, absolutely.
就是棉花呢是从棉来的。
Can say people derive from certain areas or
derive,
yeah,
derived from, 由得来的。好，那我们看看 question。
Okay, the first one. Now you're all good at these because it's a number answer. How many tons of polyester are used for textiles each year?
第一题呢是大家最擅长的，我们来听一个数字啊。这个数字呢是说在每一年啊，人们的这些就是纺织物啊，穿着的这些用于这个穿着的这些纺织物当中呢，有多少吨？大家要听一个巨大的数字，都是有要需要采用到多少吨的 polyester。
Number two, why was polyester invented and why was it considered desirable? Why was it thought to be good?
为什么这样一种材质会被发明呢 ？Invented， 而为什么又会同时被人们认为它是非常理想的呢？它具有哪些 properties 呢？有哪些特征呢
？What does Dr. Blackburn say we should do?From an environmental perspective,
第三个问题也是这一段当中最重要的一个问题啊，是想说，就这个 doctor 的观点来看，又从环保的角度来看 ，polyester 其实是对我们有生活有好处的，对环保有好处的。好处在哪呢？好，就要从第二段当中来找出了。
Dr. Richard Blackburn is senior lecturer in the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Leeds. Dillis, many people might regard.Polyester as irredeemably naff. Yes, no?
I think polyester has had a bad image because people have compared it to other materials. And I think if you start to compare polyester to silk or polyester to cotton, then you're doing it a disservice. If you actually look at it in its own right, we can't see it as in comparison with other materials. And we also can't imagine that everybody's going to be inspired by it.
Richard, can you just tell us what it is?
polyester is basically a synthetic polymer. So rather than natural polymers which are made by nature like cellulose, polyester is a polymer which is made initially in a laboratory and now it's done on a massive industrial scale. So polyester is ultimately derived from petroleum products. It's a synthetic chemical product.
What sort of clothes might well contain polyester?
Well, it could be anything. I mean, polyester was invented because, and it was desirable because of its hard-wearing properties. It has a particular job, and it does have very functional applications in certain types of clothing. But it is very, very strong and very hard-wearing, so that's why polycotton, for example, in shirts was developed, because you could have the aesthetics and the desirable properties of cotton, but in combination with a polyester to make it hard-wearing, to make it easy to care and wash and things like that.
What about the link to sportswear, Richard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's used very much functionally in sportswear, because in certain constructions, polyester is extremely good at wicking sweat away from the body.
What does wicking sweat mean?
Well, if you imagine, I mean, you sweat to cool your skin down, but if you get a concentration of sweat on your skin, you don't cool down very efficiently. That's what happens when you get in really humid environments. So if you were wearing cotton, for example, the cotton would just absorb all the sweat and you wouldn't cool down very efficiently. Whereas what polyester does, it actually moves the sweat away from the skin. That's the wicking part,
okay.
To cool you down.
Now, there was so much sensual detail in that report from Judy when she was talking to Lorraine Dillis. What about the feel of polyester? I'm sort of saying it in a slightly clammy kind of way.
I think it goes back to that idea of using it in the most appropriate form. I think if it is next to the body, and I think that we've come a long way also from the polyesters of the 1950s. Now we've got polyesters whose tactile sense is very, very different. However, I would say that, as Richard said, it is the most used material in fashion textiles, and my call out really is to designers to say, let's look at other diversity, let's look at other materials, because although from a sustainability angle it is very durable, from a fashion point of view, we kind of fall out of our clothes and they become less durable from an emotional point of view before.
It's our fault, isn't it? We chuck these things away.
We chuck them away. And Richard is just talking about polycotton mixes. And as we've already had a discussion, actually, Richard and myself, around the problem of cotton polyester, because putting those two together means it can't biodegrade, you can't get rid of it, it's going to sit there forever.
Right.
So I think we've got a lot to do and to think about with regard to polyester.
I'm just thinking that if you've got a polyester dress or house coat, you could make a cushion cover or something like that with it, wouldn't you? But it's when it's mixed with cotton that you can't, as you say, it's there forever, which is a terrifying thought.
It is. I mean, I think there's lots of solutions. I think one of them is about designers thinking about what happens when somebody stops wearing something, what else can it become? I think another solution is to think about what is the best way of designing into that material so that you don't stop loving it. I mean, I gave the example of Izzy Miyake earlier on, where he actually used the sculptural elements of being able to pleat polyester to create pieces that are timeless and beautiful. So I think there's lots of different elements that we can think about. But I think also, certainly in this country, one of the biggest issues around our clothes is the laundering and keeping of clothes. And from that angle, polyester is far superior to cotton because it can be washed at low temperatures.
It doesn't really stain either, does it?
It doesn't stain. But it's about being relevant. We talked about the fact that we're in the 50s, I think it was in the piece, talked about the fact it was easy care and no ironing.
Mm.
And that was what we wanted then. Now we've got to think, what's relevant now? What's relevant now is something that makes us feel good, because actually ultimately fashion, unless it makes you feel good, doesn't matter how well designed it is and what the properties of the material are, if it doesn't make the person wearing it feel good, if it doesn't help us to connect with others. I mean, fashion is about delighting in kind of being sociable and being part of something. So that's the bottom line, really.
Do you have a house coat?
I don't. No, not yet.
You'd like one. Richard, have you got a house coat?
I don't have a house coat, no. But the one thing that I was going to say in agreement with what Dillis was saying, really, is, you know, all of those things are desirable. People want design because it's desirable.
好，给大家呈现了一个原非常原版的一个 dialogue 啊，一段这个原汁原味的 dialogue。好，这第二段呢，我们又听到了这个 Dr. Richard。好，他又讲了，哎呀，这个东西材质究竟是怎么回事啊？刚才其中呢，不乏出现一些比较陌生的单词。不要紧 ，Vivian Jin is going to read for you the whole part.
Dr. Richard Blackburn is Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Leeds. Can you just tell me what it is?
这位来自利兹大学的这个研究专家呢，能不能告诉我们？因为中间呢还有一些人说话啊，怎么样？好，把那个剪掉 cut， 然后我们说，那能不能告诉我们这个东西究竟是什么呢
？Well, polyester is basically a synthetic polymer. So rather than natural polymers which are made by nature like cellulose, polyester is a polymer which is made in a laboratory, and now it's done on a massive industrial scale.So it's ultimately derived from oil and petrochemical products.
我们的这个 lecturer 已经是 try his best to use the simple words to explain the complex idea. 已经用尽量用最简单的语言解释这个复杂的概念。他说实际上呢，这就是一种实验室的一种化学产物。然后呢，它是用 oil and petrochemical products 产生的。
But we shouldn't forget that polyester is actually the biggest fiber in the world. There are 30 million tons of polyester in the world every year for textiles.
他说呢，但是我们不应该忘记 polyester 本身呢，确实是世界上最 biggest fiber in the world， 运用最多的纤维。
30 million tons of polyester in the world every year for textiles.
至少有30 million tons of polyester in the world every year for textiles.
So, whereas people might think they don't wear polyester, if they look at the components in their clothing, I'm sure they'll find some polyester.
可见呢，它的这个应用啊是无处不在的。即便是你认为自己穿的是纯棉的东西，但是很可能你的身上的任何一个地方啊，衣服的材质当中都会有 polyester.
That's interesting. So what sort of clothes might contain polyester?
那究竟有什么样的衣服是完全含有这样的 polyester 的呢？
Well, it could be anything. I mean, polyester was invented because, and it was desirable because of itshard wearing properties.
哦，这个东西啊，其实任何东西里头都可能含有，因为呢，它最初被发明是因为它有很好的 hard wearing properties， 非常的耐磨。
Now, Dr. Blackburn says, which we didn't hear on the clip, the best thing you can do if you're actually thinking about things from an environmental perspective is just buy things less frequently.Buy things that are going to last a long time and not this disposable fashion culture that we have at the moment.
它里面讲的一个概念说这个 disposable fashion 就是什么呢就是 you buy and you throw it away.
That's right.
And you keep buying, you throw it away.现在的这种时尚就是人们就大量的进行购买一不想要了就把它扔掉。可是他说有助于 来停止这样的一种 disposable fashion 呢你可以去买那种 polyester 的东西啊。
One problem is that things are cheap, so you buy it because you think it's cheap. Sadly, the quality is terrible, so it breaks, and you buy another one.
That's 20 quid for each, and then you buy 5.
Exactly, and it's terrible for the environment. He says people are inventing all sorts of things to make things more environmentally friendly,using less energy, and they're all very good, but the best thing you could possibly do is throw things away less and get away from the idea that clothing is disposable.
就是说呢，这句话的意思呢，就是说啊，为出于环保的角度考虑呢，我们可以去买一到两件那种可持续性的、耐磨好的又耐穿的衣服，而不是说呢去买那种啊材质呢比较低，完了呢就是穿完就扔的那种。出于环保的角度来讲呢，就不好。那么同时又出于环保的角度来讲呢，好买 polyester 的东西可能会更好一些。当然，这是 it's your choice， 是吧？
And he says that it shouldn't be that way. Designers have got to engage with that approach.
就像我们的时装设计师也应该有责任啊，去多做一些这方面的设计，对不对啊？用他们来，因为他们设计的什么东西是我们买，他们设计我们穿。那如果他们都把这个东西这个遗弃掉的话，那我们就没有办法去穿了，是吧？所以这个时装 designer 呢也有这样的责任。
And he's so right. I mean, actually, I find too that of the clothes in my wardrobe, the ones that stay in my wardrobe were the most expensive, obviously, because they last longer. And you think when you first see something on a rack, oh, that's 600 quai, I could get the same thing for 60 quai.But it won't be the same.
Yeah.
There's a reason why things are more expensive. They last more, they last better, and in the end, it's cheaper to to buy more expensive clothes.
而且你不觉得吗？有往往是那些1,000块的那些 clothes， 他们的这种款式 style last longer.
Absolutely.
更经典一些。
Yeah. So I'm urging people not to do this. I've done it so many years. Bought cheap things and just thrown them away, and it's a terrible, terrible thing for the environment.
I sometimes buy cheap things, but never throw them away.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, 但是我的家已经成了一个 disaster. Yeah. I have no place to get more.
Right. Yeah.
好，我们来看看问题啊 ，questions 啊 ，number one.
Okay. Yeah, the first one. How many tons of polyester are used for textiles each year?
Well, 有多少呢
？The answer is 30 million tons. How do you say that in Chinese, huh?
300,000.
Because you know the way of numbers is different, and I always get confused.
300,000应该是，因为 million 是百万，三十百万就是三千万。
Okay.
Tons. 不得了，太多了。
That's a lot. Ton is a lot.
这是比星星还要多。好，第二题。
What was polyester invented and considered desirable? Why?
大家只要记住这样一个短语就好，叫 hard wearing properties.
Exactly, it's 结实 durable,
耐磨的，
磨的，
耐磨，结实的。
Okay.
对。
And finally, what does he say we should do from an environmental perspective, like we've just been saying?
对啊，就是 buy less, 少买一些
buy things which are going to last.And throw things away less.
少扔点啊、少买少扔
Yeah.
对每个人都要为环保做一份自己的